We're back in part two. Part two, what a great title today. Don't hold back. Wherever you are today, hashtag Christian Straight Talk. You know, you can find us on different places and different areas. There are three books out now, 1, 2, and 3. And also the website is coming along quite mightily fine. Have a little look, hashtag Christian Straight Talk. There are some resources, things on there that you can have a look and a peruse through. It's work in progress.
Can you leave a comment on the website?
Yes, you can. Go straight on and you can go into the part of the contact area. You can leave a comment. You know, you can... There's quite an easy way. Yeah, you can leave a comment. Yeah.
Okay.
Clean one, though, please. Clean. Don't run us down.
The only way we can do it these days. So we're working. We're work in progress. We've been work in progress for a number of years now.
Many years since we were born.
Slow progress, Ben, but you know the Lord's on our case, and we're not holding back, Ben.
We're not holding back. You can't.
No, we don't care anymore. Back. To be honest with you, we don't care anymore. We just want to tell the truth. We just want to tell the truth about Jesus Christ. Just want to get him out there. We want to get the people to latch on to what he's all about.
And the question is people might go, well, why are you say why? Because of the weak, woke church in this nation. Is being bombarded by every other religion. We have a government that is the biggest antichrist government we've ever had in the nation. We really need the church to rise up. And we are living in the last days. There's a great falling away. So much is going on in the world of what we call church. And as brothers and sisters, we can't hold back. We've got to stand for the gospel. God is building a remnant. He's building an army out of the ashes, out of the mess that's gone on, and God is raising you. God is raising you to let your light shine.
Yeah, because where are the great church leaders, Ben? Where are the great men and women of ministry who are less concerned about their own ministries and more concerned about getting the word of the Lord out there? You know, I don't see them, sadly. I don't see them in the especially in the UK. We're really struggling, and I'm sure
we are.
Yeah, we're really struggling. So, we have to revive ourselves. We have to really.
How do we do that?
How do we do that? Well, we do that through the Word of God. We do that through prayer, and we do that through the Holy Spirit. We can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit, Ben. And don't hold back is a great title. And we had the scripture, didn't we, Ben? Proverbs 4.
Beautiful.
Telling us about how to guard instruction. Hold on to instruction and don't hold back and move forward. And I think there's a time for there's men and women out there who want to hear this message. You need to hear this message because there's a time coming. And it says in Isaiah 54:2, Ben, it says, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. So, this Lord. Powerful scripture, the Lord is preparing the ground for us so we don't hold back. And like it says, as we read out in the scripture in Daniel, it says, the Lord has prepared some mighty exploits for those that know God.
I tell you what, it'll be a journey.
For those that know God.
Do you know God? Do you know that your name is stamped in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do you know the King of Kings as your Lord and Saviour? Stand up for Jesus Christ. You know, we keep saying that this nation is folding under the government, folding under all the stuff that's going on. But out of the ashes, you will rise. You will soar on wings as of eagles. You know, the scripture is clear. When you walk, Proverbs 4, verse 12, when you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. It doesn't matter how fast or how slow we move physically. When you follow God and you don't come out of instruction and you rise up and you don't hold back, you know, God will make a way where there is no way. He has to protect you. He has to protect you. He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Psalm 91, round about verse 11. He has to bring his word to completion. He has to execute what you have delivered. If you deliver the scripture, if you speak the scripture, God has to move. He has to move.
Ben, one man in...
And his dog. Oh, no, that was the sheep thing, not that one. Different.
No, you got that one wrong. One man in the Bible who never held back, Ben. One man who never gave up. and his name was Jesus Christ, Ben.
Do you know what?
He never held back. He never gave up. You know, look at the times.
Relentless.
Look at the times when he could have held back. Like, you know, he, for example, say blind Bartimaeus. He's on the road. He's going somewhere. Bartimaeus shouts out. Jesus ignored everything else and went, no, hold on a minute. Let's bring him forward. What do you want, Bartimaeus? I want my sight. Bang.
Bang.
Your faith.
The lady with the issue of blood.
Lady
Bang.
With the issue
healing.
Of blood.
You know, Jesus stopped.
Jesus stopped. He never held back. He never held back from telling people who they were, what they were. He knew exactly what was going on in their heart. And, you know, we have the same spirit that was in Jesus is in us today.
It the tells power us in the, of the,
it's, it in tells the Bible. Us. The same spirit that rose him from the dead.
Yeah,
is in us today.
Amen.
If we allow it.
The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
That's it.
The
1 John 4:4.
Of the word, Simon. The word is in you. The word is around you. The word was created. The word was bringing everything into existence. The power of the spoken word. When I get hold of the instruction, if I come back to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13, hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. If I speak, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. If I am radical, if I am standing on the word, and if I find myself in a situation, I go, God, I'm in trouble, but I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to speak your word over my life. And Lord, I'm going to believe that this scripture is going to make a way where there is no way. Lord, I'm in the valley. You know, it's about being bold. It's about being held in the instruction. It's about holding it. It's about believing it. It's about walking in it. You know, the Bible is very clear. All have sinned and fallen short of thy glory. All of our works and our hearts are like filthy rags in the presence of this holy God. So none of us are pure and right. But by the power of redemption and the power of hope and by the power of the word, don't let go of instruction.
Yeah, we don't have to be frightened about anything. You know, we don't, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, do not be dismayed or be worried or be frightened. You know, the Lord your God is with you. He says it again, and in Isaiah 54:4, he says, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. So when you're doing the Lord's work, when you're totally in the spirit, when you're in there, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of, because the Bible tells us clearly that the Spirit will put the words in our mouth.
But completely, Simon.
When we're in that situation. Mm. And you'll see things, the fear will be like a wall of paper, and you'll just walk straight through it.
The Jericho fall.
It'll just fall down.
It will fall down in front of your eyes, because what did God say to them? The instruction I give you when you walk around Jericho, stay in it. Don't shout. Don't murmur. Don't do anything. Just walk.
Yeah, it's a good example. The going round there 7 times, wasn't it? They had to walk round, and they put them for 7 days. They had to walk round it. And why do you think God said don't speak or talk? Because, you know, the Israelites could have, they were very fickle, so they could have quite easily started grumbling and going, this ain't going to happen.
These walls ain't going to fall down. This is ridiculous.
Nothing's going to happen. They could have started a bit of a rebellion. So we told them, shut up.
And just keep walking.
Until I told the priest to give a big shout, and then everything, bang, everything fell.
Give a loud war cry. Give a shout to the top of your voice. You know, God will drop the walls of Jericho. When you look at Jericho, you're not going to do it. I can't do it. Simon, we can't do it out of instruction, because the instruction is the word of God, and it's not our word. So if I stay in the instruction, the author, Hebrews 12, verse 2, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author, the perfecter of your faith. He has to come through for you. That is fact. That is fact. If you stay in it.
The Bible is full of men and women that never held back, innit? The Bible's absolutely ram-jam full of people that never held back. There's There's a few there like Jonah who had a touch of the seconds, but you know, they eventually came through, didn't they, Ben? But do you know what? There ain't much mention of the also-rans in the Bible, is there? There ain't much mention of people that said, oh, that's a bit too much for me, Lord, you know?
Because I ain't doing that, Lord.
You know, we have stories, amazing stories of men and women that obeyed Christ in this, obeyed our Heavenly Father in this book. But he spoke to many, many people, and they're not in this. They're not in this book. Why? Because I guess a lot of them just went, "Oh, it's a bit too tough for me."
Now. Oh, no, you know, it's a bit heavy.
I'm going back behind a settee or a sofa, or you know what? I'm going to watch this program on the telly, or I'm going to play this game, or I'm going to do this. No, when the Lord said, "Do something," you know,
do it. I think an interesting character is Rahab. When you look at Rahab, she didn't hold back.
You're coming back to Joshua again, aren't you?
You can't help it.
You're loving this book,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah. I didn't even think of that then. I just thought of Rahab. I thought myself, she was thrown in the arena. She could have been crushed or she could have rose. And she chose to go, right, I'm having it. I'm not going to hold back.
Yeah, she did. And I love the
story. She went for it.
You've got to love the story of Rahab because she's a bit of a negotiator as well, isn't she? No, she said, you know, she said, hold on a minute. I want something here. And she did it for all her family. And they said, get all your family in there and we won't touch them because...
She'd done the deal. And she wasn't frightened of actually doing the deal.
And she's mentioned
in the genealogy.
In the genealogy.
When you look at that in the Gospel of Matthew, you look at Rahab. God used Rahab. The king's men, everything was coming against her. We know everything. And she had a moment. And I believe it's for us now. We got a moment because God is doing unusual things with unusual people in unusual times.
She had a choice, Rahab, didn't she?
I've got a choice,
you know, and the wise choice would have been to say, sorry, fellas, do you know what I mean? We're fully
loaded. We can't come in.
You know, I don't believe you. This is Jericho. You know, they said the walls of Jericho were so thick, Ben, you could ride a chariot on them, you know.
Across the top.
So she could have said, look, I'm all right, fellas, off you go, do you know.
But she
had a choice. She had a choice to accept these spies and tell them to, and give them advice and rescue them and tell them to go on a different route. And so she didn't hold back, Ben. And you're right, she got in the arena of life, and that's where it happens. That's where it happens. That's where we get that super power from, that super energy to go and keep going and not holding back and never give up.
And her life was at stake, wasn't it? You can imagine them king's men, all loaded, all armed up. It was about life and death. And that's where we are today, is about life and death. We've got to stand up. We can't hold back. The gospel is clear. Go into all the world. Go into all the world. You know, wherever you are, Mark 16:15 is stamped on your forehead. Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He didn't say go to church and listen to it.
No, he didn't say...
You share it.
You've got to get on this course or do this course or it's this, that and the other.
Get on your social media.
And what we were saying beforehand, Ben, you know, if you've got a loaf of bread and a load of bacon and some eggs or whatever and your neighbour comes up and goes, oh, do you know what?
I'm hungry.
I've had nothing to eat. You know, things have gone berserk. Things have gone belly up. I just need something to eat. Have you got anything? Can you go?
Nah.
Let me tell you about this YouTube channel that you can learn how to make a loaf of bread. Or no, you wouldn't. You just give him the stuff there.
Take the bag.
And it's the same with people coming to you who are lost, who are needy, who are going to you. You know, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. Tell them what about Jesus Christ. What
give
done
them the bag
life.
Of food.
Give them Jesus. Now, they can, after that, they can go on a course. After that, they can go to church. Yeah. But just tell them out there, don't hold back in telling them about Jesus Christ.
Actually, I hope they don't go to church because, goodness gracious, the things that are going on, I mean, get to the Word. Get to Jesus and ask God. Interesting question, actually. Where do I go to church? What is a good church? What does a church look like? You know,
well, a church that don't hold back.
A church that, and what do we mean by don't hold back church? goes into all the world, will preach to everyone under the
it's
sun.
It's not scared about standing with the biblical Israel these days. It's not scared about standing up for the gender nonsense that's going on. It's not scared against standing against the wokeness that's going on.
Mm.
It's not scared against professing that the Bible is the true, proper word of God.
Amen. It is the word. Jesus says.
And also where you get the spirit, you got it. You know, where you feel the spirit, Ben, you know.
I tell you what, you've got to feel the spirit of the Lord. And you know what? You are the church. You are the body of Christ. So you take the church into your workspace. You take the church into your university. You take the church back to your house, to your life, to your culture, to every area. You take it back because you are the body of Christ. And realize who you are. Don't hold back. You know, rise up. Rise up on the word. You know, this is not about self-propelling each and every one of us. This is about the realization that we are living at end times. There's a great falling away. Christ is coming back for the bride of Christ. And we need to rise up and be accountable to him. No one else. Accountable to Jesus.
It's about listening to that inner voice, Ben, that's there, which is the Holy Spirit, which if we like, it's like a muscle, Ben, isn't it? You know, it's the more we use it, the more we want to use it, and the more it's stronger it gets. It's like the Word of God. You know, it's like he says in, I think it's 2 Timothy, it says, you know, physical exercise is good for some things, but spiritual stuff is the better,
the muscle
is
of faith,
the better one. You know. You know, I just the other day, for an example, like just the other day, there was I was meeting someone in a Starbucks, and there was a guy sitting outside. He's come on hard times, this fella, you know, and I looked at him, and I was about to walk past him, but I just felt a conviction
stopped.
Going, you know, get him a cup of coffee, do you know, that's all you got to do. And I just said to him, he was from Poland, and so he, you know, I no use for really giving a Bible. He couldn't read or understand English, but, you know, I got him a cup of coffee and said, God bless you, mate, you know, and he asked me my name, and we shook hands, and that was fine. But you just got to listen to them things, man, not walk past them. Don't hold back.
Don't hold back.
Don't hold back.
Like we said, you know, you might be entertaining angels. God might be testing you, stretching you.
Oh, there's God, a point, isn't it? Hebrews 13. There is a point.
You can't hold back because how many? We've said this 1,000 times, and I've changed, and it's happened a couple of times. I've literally stopped what I was doing, and I've come under conviction and gone, go back to that situation. Just go back and check it. Go back and make sure. Double check and check. Don't keep rushing to the next meeting. Don't keep rushing here, there, and everywhere, because that's meaningless where you're going. Go back and check on that person. Go and check on that situation. You know, it's important. I felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit, you know, to go back. And it's important. It really is, you know.
You imagine if you were, you know, at the end of the day, you were just sitting there in front of a big screen and it all got downloaded and your eyes are opened. And you could see, we wanted you to speak to that person. There was an angel there giving you a little test. You know,
goodness.
Just crazy. So if we live our life thinking in those ways, thinking of being open to living life within the Spirit, what an exciting life we're going to lead, Ben.
Living in the Holy Spirit, living in the Word, being spiritually sharp, being spiritually conscious of there could be angels around me. I've got to check everybody as I go by, you know, make sure things are all right, you know, because we are thrusted,
well, I've got
Jesus,
to tell you, Ben,
go into the world.
I think, you know, most of us have probably got one angel looking after us, but I kind of think the life that you lead, you've got like a battalion, ain't you?
I tell you what. God. I tell you what, divine miracles, I don't know how. Them angels must be absolutely whacked out. They must be knackered. They're going, he's up again. He's got out of bed this morning.
Give us a rest, Ben.
And we're always protecting you, always putting a wing up to stop this, always doing something. You know, God has called you. There are angels assigned to your life. You might only have one or you might have thousands.
Yeah.
Actually, well, the Bible says there is a legion. there is so many angels assigned to you.
And that is the truth. And that is the truth.
That is serious fact.
And this does link to what we're talking about, holding back. I mean, I remember a friend of my son's, you know, his dad was a vicar in actual fact, but John was walking home one night. He lived in a quite a tough part of London, Manor Park, East London. And he was walking home one night, and there was some young guys. He was by himself, and there were some young guys on the other side of the road. And he was a bit inside himself. He thought, oh, these could be a bit naughty, you know. And they just sort of, the boys just ran away.
Yeah.
And when he caught up with one, they said to him, it was them two big blokes you were with the other night. He said, I wasn't with anybody. Yeah, you were. We saw two big men right beside you.
Wow.
He said, no, I wasn't with anybody.
An incident happened to me. I've never told this story, but Simon's just opened the door for this. When I was younger, I was with a friend of mine, and we was up to no good, right? And I could have seriously got into serious trouble. But my friends could see us from a distance, right? And they started running. And we couldn't catch up with them. They ran like bats out of hell. When we caught them up, ran there, we went, what's up with you? They went, didn't you see? And they were scared. I've never seen, you know, and we've often spoken about, they reckon that there was these two angelic beings almost carrying me and this other fella to get us away from an incident. And they were so petrified. You could see it in their face. We was only like 16, 17, so we don't know many times God puts to flight angelic heavenly host to carry you, because you're special and you got an assignment, and God has to protect you. And what is the assignment? We're not talking about pulpit ministry. We're not talking about all that. We are talking about just being the brother and the sister, the man and the woman, because that's your assignment. You have been called. You are on a mission impossible. You have been called to salvation. And every place that the sole of your foot is treading upon is your territory. But as a Bible-believing believer, we go into areas where angels fear to tread.
And so we're not holding back. So there has to be people praying for us, Ben, I believe. And we should pray for other people for that protection, for their protection as well. So the angels are empowered by the prayers, ain't they?
By the word of God.
By the word of God and by the prayers. So,
so that's really important what you're saying there, Simon. So when people say they're praying for us and everything goes along with that, you know, it's really important to understand what happens in the spiritual realm. When someone prays for you and they're praying the word of God over, that ignites something, God's heart. What God does is when someone is praying for someone else and you're praying and you're speaking the word, you're activating, you're bringing to, not, you know what I mean when I say bringing to life, you're bringing up into movement. You're bringing God's word, and God's got to act on his word, because the Bible says his word cannot return void. If the church isn't preaching the word, God ain't doing nothing. God hasn't got to do nothing.
Well, I'd go even further, Ben, and saying if you ain't got a praying church, if you've not got a church that has a prayer meeting, you've got a useless church, Ben.
Now, the church, completely
worthless church.
The birth of the church.
Prayerless church is a worthless church.
Man. A prayerless church.
Or a powerless church.
I think two words you've used run beautifully together. Because the birth of the church in the book of Acts, it started out of what? It started in prayer. Before the Holy Spirit fell in the book of Acts, first thing it says, the women were gathered. Then it says, then the men came and joined them. And they was praying. They was praying. Then the Holy Spirit fell. It is the prayer of the saints. It is the prayer of the one person that is praying. Prayer is the dynamite. Prayer, you know, prayer is so powerful. Prayer should be the only thing that we have in church. But what we've got is a model of a business model of this strange model that we have Sundays, that we follow all this protocol and all this stuff, when actually that the majority of what we do there is nothing to do with the scripture. What we need to do is just come together and just pray. Because when we pray, we're going to worship. When we're going to worship, it's like Paul and Silas. What happened to Paul and Silas? Their chains broke off. People got saved. The doors opened. See, prayer is the key.
And it's the key to us not holding back. It's the key to us for not ever giving up. And if we don't pray, we're not in the Word of God, then we open the door for demonic activity in our lives, Ben. You know, because something will get a foothold, you know.
Don't give the devil a foothold.
Because he'll turn it into a stronghold, and then...
He loves a pastor that's blown smoke up his own backside.
Oh, man.
He loves that. He loves a denomination.
The thing is, you know, the church is a place not to raise
elevate
people,
yourself.
Not to elevate people. It's to elevate the Lord. And and when someone's being elevated, Ben, there's no room for the Lord, you know. So we're not holding back, Ben. We're in the Spirit of the Lord. We're praying. We're in the Word of God.
Yeah.
We're moving forward, and we're observing in our lives what the Lord wants us to do.
I think you said something, Simon, really important, you know, about prayer. We got Donnie in this church. If there's a man that I could, you know what I mean, not lifting. Our brother Donnie, his whole life is built on prayer. Built on prayer. He comes into the coffee and prayer room, he's here praying, he's got his Bibles like torn to pieces, he's got journal notes everywhere dripping out of his pockets, he's got scripture written everywhere. But do you know what? His whole life is built on prayer. Everything is built on prayer. It is so key. We don't need to come to church on Sunday and lift pastor up, because when we do all that, we're lift exactly what Lucifer done. Pride. It's an interesting word, isn't it? Pride. We've got two types of pride in the church: gay pride and pastor's pride.
Both very, very dangerous. Yeah, both very dangerous. But as we're coming to land on this, Ben, you know, we'll say again, you know, that scripture, hold on to instruction. Don't hold back. Never give up. Because the truth is there, Ben. The truth is out there. And the truth, my friend, will
set you free.
Amen.
God bless.